Radio for the Catskills and Northeast Pennsylvania. Radio Catskill.
I'm Kathy Geary. Welcome to Now and Then. On today's program, we're going to be listening to some of the women that have just been announced for the 2024 Grammy nominations. On February the 4th in 2024, the Grammy Awards are going to take place out in Los Angeles. And as someone who's very into music and loves to follow the music industry, I was really surprised when I heard who had been nominated for the Grammy Awards this year. And women dominated the field. And I'm looking at the list of these women that we're going to be winning these prestigious awards. And I realized that three women at the top of the list, I was really pretty much unfamiliar with, didn't know almost any of their songs, and really knew nothing about them. And so I said, well, I really do need to open up my mind to some of the music coming out in the pop field. So if you've been listening to my show lately, I've been really celebrating rock and roll, the Pretenders and the Rolling Stones and, you know, Eddie Vedder and, you know, what I consider really rock. But there's a new type of music that combines pop and rap and R&B and all the different genres kind of swirl together. Anyway, on today's program, I'm going to introduce myself to these women. Now, Taylor Swift, she's a cultural icon. How could I be into music and not know Taylor Swift? Well, I don't know how that happened. That's just a rhetorical question. But Taylor Swift was born on December the 13th in 1989. She's 33 years old. And she's just released her 10th studio album. Well, she released it in October of 2022, and it's called Midnights. And so, you know, you might as well start with the most recent stuff. When I'm curious about a musician, one of the things I want to know is, where did they come from? Because I think how a person is raised and what they do to become a musician is fascinating for me. And Taylor Swift was only 9 years old when she started singing musical theater. She started to perform in the Youth Theater Academy productions, and she was very much into country music, and I'm sure there's a lot of people that are a lot more expertise at her career, and her rise has been meteoric. You know, she went to Nashville, she started out in country, and then she crossed over into pop. But her most recent album, according to people that know her music better, that she kind of went away from the pop sound of 2019. The album was called Lover. And she released two kind of folky albums, one called Folklore, you know, during the pandemic and stuff. But that this new album, Midnights, is a return to more of a pop sound for her. And I love reading the New York Times. And so I read a review from a New York Times critic, John Caramanica, and talking about what is the content of the lyrics of Taylor's new album. And it's typically very self-introspective is what I'm getting. And here's the quote from John Caramanica. It's what it feels like to live as a deeply observed figure, constantly narratives by others. So the song we're going to hear is called Anti-Hero. And it is up for the nomination for the Song of the Year. And I believe Midnights is also up for the album of the year. So the song is called Antihero, and I've heard it compared to Kate Bush. So let's listen to Taylor Swift from Midnights, Antihero.
I end up in crisis. I wake up screaming from dreaming. One day I'll watch as you're leaving, 'cause you got tired of my scheming.
From hell.
What did it say? It's the worst.
But who got the beach house?
She's having it turned into a f***ing cat sanctuary.
What? Cats don't even like the beach.
What about the rest of the assets?
I flew all the way here from Ibiza!
To my children, I leave 13 cents.
No!
Wait, you guys. There's probably a secret encoded message that means something else!
Yeah, that's what Mom would always do. P.S. There's no secret encoded message that means something else. Love, Taylor.
Okay. Great, well, good job, Chad. You finally pushed it too far.
What are you implying by that?
I think she's implying that you haven't hesitated to trade on Mom's name.
Excuse me?
And do you not remember your book, Growing Up Swift?
And your stupid podcast, Life Comes At You Swiftly, which I'm pretty sure you're recording for on your phone right now. Chad, come on!
Chad.
Okay, well, why don't you go cry about it at the country club that you name-dropped Mom to get into, Preston? And Kimber, you're literally wearing her clothes right now.
No, I'm not.
That's from the Fearless Tour 2009.
Okay, well, you know what? We were very, very close. I miss her.
They were so close.
Okay, I'm just gonna say it. I think she killed her.
You've gone too far!
Hey, Kimber was the last one with her! She didn't fall off that balcony! She was pushed!
No!
Everybody agrees.
It's me. I'm the problem. It's me. Time. Everybody agrees. I'll stare directly at the sun.
Okay, that's Taylor Swift, anti-hero. Wow. You know, it's got to be a different experience being a teenager today and growing up. Now, Taylor's 33, but I think a lot of what I would think of as Gen Alpha really relate to the way she describes the world. And it's very introspective, a lot of her music. And it's, she's got a great sense of structure and melody, got a pleasant voice, but it's so stylized. I don't get a lot of emotion from it. But, you know, it's usually, I remember when my parents were listening to rock and roll and they had no idea why do you like that? What? You know, and maybe it's just a couple of generations away from me. And I understand why she's so popular. In fact, she's had 12 Grammys. She dominates the music industry at this point. She's actually one of the only people to ever win 3 albums of the year. You know, that's the most by any artist ever. So, I know that she influences a lot of people. I saw her do a cameo in the movie Amsterdam, and I really like her. But honestly, it's hard for me to understand a lot of the things that she talks about. So let's listen to a couple more songs and we'll discover them together. This is public radio. And so I get to do this in public with you. So, you know, we're going to hear a song called Lavender Haze. And then we're going to hear a song called Karma. Now, the first song we heard, Anti-Hero, that's the one that's been nominated for the Song of the Year. And maybe you heard the Kate Bush. And then that strange little play in the middle. Which is part of her music video where she does a whole scenario about her children. She's got a lot to say. And so let's listen to the song Lavender Haze, and then we'll hear Karma, which is also a collaboration with another young woman named Ice Spice, who recently appeared on Saturday Night Live for the first time. And she's more of a rapper. So I think this might be Taylor's way of somehow folding rap into her songs. This song is called Lavender Haze.
Meet me at midnight. Shit is new to me. Yeah, oh yeah. Thank you.
Karma is that girl, like.
God. You're talking shit for the hell of it. Addicted to betrayal, but you're relevant. You're terrified to look down. Cause if you dare, you see the glare of everyone you burn just to get there. It's coming back around. And I keep my side of the street clean. You wouldn't know what I mean. Karma is my boyfriend. Karma is a god. Karma is the breeze in my hair on the weekend. Karma's a relaxing thought. Aren't you envious that for you it's not? Sweet like honey. Karma is a cat. Purring in my lap cause it loves me. Flexing like a goddamn acrobat. Me and karma vibe like that.
Karma is your text about a bounce. Karma is a fire in your house. God. And she about to pop up unannounced. Like. And she never leaving you alone. Damn. Watch her put your ops on a throne. Damn. Got you waving pretty white flags. Cleaning for that cash. Thinking it'll save ya. Now you switching up your behavior. It's okay, baby. You ain't gotta worry. Karma never gets lazy. So I keep my head up, my bread up. I won't let up. Never. Promise that you'll never endeavor with none lesser. Ever, ever. I be dragging that wagon. Karma is a beauty. Winning that pageant.
Rattling your ground. Karma's on your scent like a bounty hunter.
And karma's gonna track you down.
Step by step from town to town. Sweet like justice.
Karma is a queen.
Karma takes all my friends to the summit. Karma is the guy on the screen.
Coming straight home to me.
Taylor Swift with Ice Spice, Karma. And right before that, we heard Lavender Haze from her Midnights album. So it's interesting. I get a lot of different impressions from these three songs. Dream pop is one of the words that comes to mind. Trance music. It's very smooth. It's very sleek. It's very produced. She co-wrote almost every song on this album with John, is that his name? Antonoff. Jack Antonoff, excuse me. And Taylor Swift, when I look at the credits for the recording on this, she's credited with vocals. She doesn't play any instruments and she sings. So Jack Antonoff does percussion, the programming, the synthesizer. He does background vocals. He plays the drums. He does the mellotron. He does the Wurlitzer organ. He plays electric guitar. He does the piano or the acoustic guitar, the crowd noises. He plays slide guitar. So Jack Antonoff is the main collaborator with her on this album. And I like Taylor. I like Taylor. And for somebody to be as successful as she is, it couldn't happen to a sweeter, nicer woman. She is incredibly rich. Forbes magazine in October of 2023 estimated Taylor Swift's net worth as $1.1 billion. $1 billion. She's the first musician to achieve billionaire status, according to Forbes, quote, solely based on her songs and performances. Everybody's heard about the Eras Tour. So it's nice to catch up and find out a little bit more about Taylor Swift. She was actually named for James Taylor. I just love that. I think that's a really fabulous little side note. So the women nominated for the 2024 Grammys. So Taylor Swift is now 33 years old. And as I said, you know, a meteoric rise, but she worked hard for it. She started in musical theater when she's 9, and her parents supported her and lifted her up and guided her and inspired her. She had a very fertile ground as an artist, as a musician, and grew into a magnificent career. But there's another woman that had 9 songs nominated for the 2024 Grammys, more than anybody else. SZA. S-Z-A, SZA. Her birth name is Solana Rowe. And she was born on November the 8th. In 1989, that's the same year that Taylor Swift was born. She's also 33 years old. I just love that. But SZA started her careers releasing like EPs and singles at the time. She didn't start until like 2012. And she's only released 2 albums. She released her first album, and was got incredibly noticed at the Grammy Awards. And now her second album is called SOS. And it is nominated for Album of the Year. And she also has a song nominated for Song of the Year. The song is called Kill Bill. We're about to listen to that. And I don't know if you're familiar with the Quentin Tarantino movie from 2003, Kill Bill. I love that movie with Uma Thurman and Lucy Liu. And anyway, Kill Bill is about, you know, maybe I'm going to murder my ex, but maybe that's not such a good idea. Now, SZA has a completely different feel and texture for me than Taylor Swift. Taylor is smooth. Taylor is perfection. Taylor is completely ready and done and presents herself. And SZA is a mess. SZA is outspoken. She's kind of rough. As I'm investigating these different artists, the thing that surprised me most about SZA is that she is a Muslim and she follows Islam. She was born in St. Louis, Missouri, but she was raised in Maplewood, New Jersey. Her mother's Christian, but her father is a Muslim. And so she has a quote about it because she doesn't wear a hijab. So here's what SZA says, quote, "It's like the belief in one God, all the pillars of Islam, and I think those are ideas that will never leave me. Those make sense in my spirit. It's the way that I connect with God. It always made sense to me. I think I would love to wear my hijab, but I feel like I don't want to wear my hijab and talk crazy on stage and be in videos with Travis Scott. Like I don't want to be disrespectful because I have too much love and respect for the religion, for my father, and for myself." She attended a Muslim prep school every day after her regular schooling. She wasn't planning on being a musician. She'd actually started college and was going to be a marine biologist. But one thing led to another, and she got a lot of attention through her EPs that she had released. And her debut album was called Control, CTRL. But the album we're going to listen to, called SOS, was released on December the 9th in 2022. And we're about to hear that song, Kill Bill, from this album. And this song is nominated for the Song of the Year for the 2024 Grammys. This is SZA.
Other, but I know you happy. got me a therapist to tell me there's other men. I ain't doing one night, I just want you. If I can't have you, no one should. Murder's a crime of passion, but damn, you was out of reach. You was at the farmer's market with your perfect peach. Now I'm in the basement, planning on my face. And now you laying face down, got me singing over a beat.
I'm so mature, I'm so mature, I'm so mature. I got me a therapist to tell me there's other men. I don't want that, I just want you. If I can't have you, no one will.
Oh, not kill my ex, not the best idea. I just find this incredibly, I'm fascinated by SZA and the type of music that she does. There's an incredibly earthy sound to her voice. I love the way she sings. And what genre is this? It's just really interesting. One of the things that I think is interesting about something that she had said is that when she thinks of the singers that she's inspired by, Ella Fitzgerald is on her list. And I can hear that. I can hear that in the midst of the pop and the rap. It's kind of got an R&B feel. I'm blown away. SZA. Solana Rowe. So, one of my favorite musicians, a younger musician, is Jacob Collier. And I think of him as futuristic jazz. He's got such a root in a multi-talented Jacob Collier, so many instruments from keys to guitars. He's amazing. But I don't think of him as pop. I don't think of him as rap. I might think of him as a little bit of R&B crossover. But there's a song on the album SOS, which has been nominated for the album of the year, that SZA co-wrote with Jacob Collier. Now, I looked at the credits on the song, and he's not really playing anything. He sings a little bit of backup vocals. But the song is called Good Days. And then we're going to hear one more song from this album, from SZA, and the song is called Nobody Gets Me, and there's a little bit of an expletive in there, which I'm going to have to bleep on you. So if you do hear a little bit of silence, you just have to use your imagination. So from SZA, from the album SOS, this song is called Good Days, co-written with Jacob Collier.
Step out, get some air now, let your edge out. to some ice, but you'll be heavy in my mind. Can you get the heck out? I need rest now. Got me bummed out. You, baby, baby, baby. I've been on my empty mind, shit. I should've kept from losing the best in me. I worry that I wasted the best in me. Oh, yeah, baby, you don't care. Now I'm trying to be a nuisance. It's just urgent. Trying to make sense of little change. Got me a war in my mind. Gotta let go and wake and keep what's holding me. Choose the right, but it will pick up and fall on me. All the while, I wave my arm, I'm feeling a smile. Still wanna try, still believe in good days. Always inside, good that they've been in my mind. Told me I'm on my fears, my limitations, I disappear. Feeling like Jericho, feeling like Joe. When he lost his shit, gotta hold my own. My cross to bear a long night. Ooh, way to dip, way to kill the mood. No, you like that shit. Can't groove it, baby, baby. Heavy on my empty mind, shit. I gotta keep from losing the best of me. Still worried that I wasted the best of me on you, baby. It's urgent. Trying to make sense of little change. Got me a war in my mind. Gotta let go and wait. Think he was holding me. Choose the right, but it will pick up and find me. Trying to free my mind before the end of the world. I don't miss no ex, I don't miss no text. They choose not to respond. I don't regret, just pretend shit never happened. Half of us laying waste of our youth is in the present. Half of us chasing fountains of youth and it's in the present now.
A long vacation, no makeup, just Jay-Z. You were balls deep, now we beefing. At me butt naked at the MGM. So wasted, screaming, fuck now, but I'm anything. Hurry now, baby, stick it in. For the memories get to kicking in. It's too late, I don't wanna lose. I went on the road, you was feeling empty, so you left me. Now I'm stuck dealing with a deadbeat. If I'm real, I deserve less. If I was you, I wouldn't take me back. I pretend when I'm with a man, it's you. When I know that it's too late, I just catch me older. Nobody gets me older.
SZA, nobody gets me like you. Right before that, Good Taste. Those songs are from her second album, SOS, which has been nominated for the Grammy Album of the Year in 2024. So it's a reflex when I hear music that I'm not familiar with. I want to try to figure out what kind of music is that? You know, what kind of music is that? Is it pop, rock, jazz? Is it folk? Is it rap? What is it? What is it? And she has been called a singer-songwriter in R&B style, and she said she doesn't like that. She says she prefers to be labeled as someone who makes music and nothing more. And here's a quote. When you try to label it, you remove the option for it to be limitless. It diminishes the music. So I have a lot of respect for these women. And the thing that I also am incredibly delighted by is what their songs are about. These are women's issues. This is really digging down into the female psyche because, you know, the rock and roll of the 60s and 70s, it was tough for Joni Mitchell to get in there. And women were constrained, folk singers. And women in rock kind of always imitated the male rock gods. You know, Joni Mitchell was a really an exceptional artist in her time. So I'm Kathy Geary. You're listening to Now and Then. And on today's program, the women that were nominated for the Grammy nominations in 2024, I realized I didn't know any of them. I didn't know them. I didn't know their songs. I knew their names. I knew the name of Olivia Rodrigo. She was born on February the 20th in 2003. We're talking Gen Alpha. And now I get Gen Z, man. Gen Z, if I was ahead of my time, if I was born ahead of my time, I'm an extremely old member of Gen Z. But Gen Alpha, I don't know. I don't know Gen Alpha. But I've got a lot of hope for them if Olivia Rodrigo is any indication of what that generation might come forth with. You know, she also started her career at a very young age. You know, she was on TV, Disney shows, that won the High School Musical. She's had quite a career as a performer. But it was when she was 19, she released that song Driver's License, that she just a meteoric rise in rock and pop. And she's released her second album called Guts. Guts on September the 8th in 2023. She is the youngest person ever that made her debut recording in the Billboard Top 100, you know, her first album with Driver's License on it. She's worked with the same producer on the second album that she worked with on the first producer, on the first album. And what people are saying is that she's kind of making a transition from pop into rock. Now, in my mind, I didn't really understand the distinction here. And when I read more about what she had to say, the distinction for her with rock and roll and pop has a lot to do with how the songs are made, how they're recorded, how they're produced. Because pop, a lot like when you look at the credits on a Beyoncé album, for instance, there's 20 people that get songwriting credits. These are songs that are written by teams of people, by communities, by committees, by lots of people involved. The same thing on Taylor Swift's album. When you look at the credits, there's like 40 people involved in the recording. I'm going, my God. You know, the idea a singer-songwriter writes the music, writes the lyrics, sings the song, plays the instrument, that's just kind of unheard of. I mean, Ed Sheeran does that, but it's not where, you know, all the rap and pop is going. So Olivia Rodrigo is kind of pulling back into rock, and one of the reasons they're saying that is because she actually recorded some tracks with a full band a live full band, and I'm going, whoa. So I look forward to hearing more from her, and I like her style a lot. So we're going to hear two songs from the album Guts. And this song, Vampire, has also been nominated for the Song of the Year. So all three of these women, and we're also going to hear a song from Billie Eilish, all three of these women have music that has been nominated for Song of the Year, which is incredibly prestigious in my mind. So this is Olivia Rodrigo, and the song is called Vampire. And then after that, we're going to hear a song called Get Him Back. And I like it. There's something humorous about her. I'm going to get him back. It's like a revenge song, but it's also like, you know, I really want to actually make him fall in love with me again. So I love the way these songs go around. We're going to start with the song Vampire and then Get Him Back. This is Olivia Rodrigo.
Hate to give the satisfaction asking how you're doing now. How's the castle built of people you pretend to care about? Just what you wanted. Look at you, cool guy, got it. I see the parties in diamonds sometimes when I close my eyes. 6 months of torture you sold to some forbidden paradise. I loved you truly. You gotta laugh at the stupidity. Cause I've made some real big mistakes. Goddamn vampire. And every girl I ever talked to told me you were bad, bad news. You called them crazy. God, I hate the way I called them crazy too. You're so convincing. How do you lie without flinching? Up little thrill, can't figure out just how you do it, and God knows I never will. And for me and not her, cause girls your age know better. I've made some real big mistakes, but you make the worst one look fine. I should have known it was strange. You only come out at night. I used to think I was smart, but you made me look so naive. The way you sold me for parts as you sunk your teeth into me. Sucker, fake, bleed me dry like a goddamn vampire.
Make Wait, is this the song with the drums?
I met a guy in the summer and I left him in the spring. He argued with me about everything. He had an ego and a temper and a wandering eye. He said he's 6'2" and I'm like, dude, nice try. But he was so much fun and he had such weird friends. And he would take us out to parties and the night would never end. Another song, another club, another bar, another dance. And when he said something wrong, he'd just fly me to France. So I miss him some nights when I'm feeling depressed. Till I remember every time he made a pass on my friend. Do I love him? Do I hate him? I guess it's up and down. If I had to choose, I would say it right now. Throw them in the trash, cause I miss the way he kisses and the way he made me laugh. Yeah, I pour my little heart out, but as I'm hitting send, I picture all the faces of my disappointed friends. Because everyone knew all of the shit that he'd do. He said I was the only girl, but that just wasn't the truth. And when I told him how he hurt me, he told me I was tripping. But I am my father's daughter, so maybe I could fix him. His face with an uppercut. I wanna meet his mom just to tell her her son sucks. I wanna key his car. I wanna make him lunch. I wanna break his heart, stitch it right back up. I wanna kiss his face with an uppercut. I wanna meet his mom and tell her her son sucks. Yeah,
I wanna get him back. I wanna make him really jealous. Wanna make him feel better.
Olivia Rodrigo, Get Him Back. And then we heard Vampire, nominated for Song of the Year with the Grammys. We're going to hear one more song from Billie Eilish. She's only 2 years older than Olivia Rodrigo. She's also won 7 Grammy Awards. She's had the Song of the Year, the Album of the Year, the Record of the Year. And I don't know if you saw the Barbie movie. A lot of issues about women and who women are and what women think and how the world treats women. And there's a song that Billie Eilish wrote for the Barbie movie called What Was I Made For? I think this also addresses the question that a lot of women have. This is Billie Eilish from the Barbie movie. What was I made for?
To float, now I just fall down. I used to know, but I'm not sure now what I was made for.
I love Joni Mitchell. She's my muse. Her birthday is November the 7th. She was born in 1943. She's just turned 80. And I wanted to play one of her songs as a contrast to the songs of these younger women. She released this song on the For the Roses album. This is Joni Mitchell, a woman of heart and mind.
I am a woman of heart and mind, with time on her hands, no child to raise. You come to me like a little boy, and I give you my scorn and my praise. You think I'm like your mother, or another lover, or your sister, or the queen of just another silly girl, when love makes a fool of me. After the rush, when you come back down, you're always disappointed. Nothing seems to keep you high. Grab your bargains, push your papers, win your medals, fuck your strangers. Don't let leave you on the empty side. Looking for affection and respect, a little passion, and you want stimulation, nothing more. That's what I think. But you know I'll try to be there for you when your spirits start to sing. All this talk about holiness now, it must be the start of the latest style. Is it all books and words, or do you really feel it? Do you really laugh? Do you really care? Do you really smile when you smile? Criticize and you flatter, you imitate the best, and the rest you memorize. You know the times you impress me most are the times when you don't try, when you don't even try.
Happy birthday, Joni. Joni Mitchell. Actually, there's going to be a birthday tribute on tonight's Liberation Station at 7 p.m. tonight, right here on Radio Catskill.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Kathy Geary. You've been listening to Now and Then. Today's program, The Young Women, nominated for the Grammy Awards in 2024. I hope you enjoyed the music on today's program. I hope you're well, and I hope you're safe. Once again, thank you so much for listening.
Support for Radio Catskill comes from listeners like you and from the Calicoon Marketplace on Main Street, home to Woolworth Yarn, the Calicoon Pantry, Lit Home and Book, Early Bird Cookery, The Herbal Scoop, Channery Hill Farm, and Grizzly Bagels. And from the Vintage House, Jeffersonville, a two-story home built in the 1840s, filled with antiques, collectibles, furnishings, clothing, and records. On Facebook, Instagram, and the web at Vintage House Jayville.
Nikki Giovanni believes black people are the best guides to the galaxy.
We had Africans being brought across a ocean, coming from someplace they knew, through someplace they did not know, to someplace they didn't know. And I had a realization that's what space travel is.
The Star Poet sits down for a conversation next time on Notes from America with Kai Wright.
Sunday evening at 6, live on Radio Catskill.